What about a disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice.
And if somebody has had his appendix out, he probably had an attack of
appendicitis.
If somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to.
Vomit.
Okay. Ever heard anything else people say?
Yeah, I've heard two or three things at home. Throw up.
Anything that.
Or happens. Hit my stomach like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Anything that would cover the same thing that might. You might think a little bit on the crude side.
Vomit's is about as crude as you can get.
What about puke?
Yeah, but it's not a word that I'm real familiar with. It's not used that much.
Okay. Somebody who is like that, you say he's sick where?
Into his stomach.
Or say if a boy, to get something more pleasant, if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly and neighbors figure he's getting serious, you'd say he's doing what?
Seeing,
okay.
Or dating.
Do you ever hear courting used?
Not anymore.
Anything.
Some of the older people still use it. I guess I've used it too.
Mm-hmm. Anything that might strike you as old-fashioned that would mean the same thing?
The courting? Sparking you're
yeah.
talking about? Yeah.
Do you ever hear that?
Not anymore.
What about him? She would probably say that's my
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
Or say if this boy's little brother stayed up late at night to catch him coming in, when he came in, saw he had lipstick on his
forehead. You've been smooching.
Or say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say she didn't want to.
She turned him down.
Or they, say if they went ahead and got married, at the wedding ceremony, the man who stands up with the groom, that would be?
The man that stands up with the groom, with the groom?
Yeah.
Best man.
What about with the bride, the woman, or girl?
Bridesmaid or bride's matron.
Around here, say after a wedding ceremony, if a couple weren't going on a honeymoon, a lot of people might follow them back to the house and be a little bit rowdy, maybe carry on, you know. Was that known as anything, or did people do that around here?
Was it known as anything?
Yeah, they might have played tricks on
them. Yeah, they would, but I don't know what it was.
Have you ever heard the word chivalry?
Mm-mm.
Or serenade?
Mm-mm.
Say if at a party you might have a band or some kind of music, you'd say that you were having a, what the couples get out and move on.
A dance?
Yeah. Or this expression, say if the school, if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Dismisses.
Or if it's been summer and school hasn't been in session.
Uh-huh.
Somebody might ask towards the end of summer, well, when does school
let out?
Or if it has been out during summer, she might want to know.
When does school start?
And talking about school, if a little boy left home supposedly to go to school but never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky. Yeah.
And a person goes to school to get
an education.
And after high school, some people might go on to
college.
Or if you're just starting school after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And